The Dead Sea Cipher by Elizabeth Peters. Chapter 1.
Had I but known, Dinah said under her breath.
From the balcony of her hotel room, she looked out on a view lovely enough to stir a less romantic heart than hers. The Mediterranean was as calm as a country pond, separated from her hotel only by the palm-fringed boulevard of the Avenue de Paris. It reflected the splendor of the eastern sunset. The scarlet and gold and copper of the sky were softened in the reflection, which shimmered dreamily as the slow breakers slid into shore. The girl leaned her elbows on the balcony rail, planted her chin firmly on her hands, and went on muttering to herself,
"If I had known, I wouldn't have been so excited about coming. That sunset is practically an insult. What's the point of watching a sunset like that by yourself? They say Beirut is the swingingest city east of Suez."
The sunset spread itself like a peacock's tail, luminous and brilliant across the horizon. Against the tapestry of light, the silhouettes of palms stood out, black and bizarre. Finally, Dinah's face mellowed like the fading light, and her grumble died into silence. She was given to soliloquizing. Talking to yourself, as other less sensitive people called it, the sign of a weak mind. Dinah grinned sheepishly. The trouble, dear Horatio, was not in the city, but in herself. Beirut was a marvelous place, romantic, picturesque, colorful. Presumably, it also swang, or swung, whatever the past.